Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Two play-in games down, two more to go tonight. And then, of course, later in the week as well, the Atlanta Hawks, the Los Angeles Lakers, both advance. They will be the seventh seed in the East and West, respectively. It is Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, on your smart speakers as well. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is there a reason to believe that the Lakers are capable of going on a run? Or do the Lakers look like a team that is thoroughly uninspired, isn't the word, but incapable might be? For more, we bring in ESPN senior writer Andre Snellings, who joins us right now. He is on vacation in Aruba. Really, Andre? Really? That's how we have to start this? How you doing?
Hey, all love, no hatred, all love.
There you go, Dre.
All right, let's start with last night, Andre, with the Lakers. What did you see? Was that a game where, okay, just take a deep breath and move on, or cause for real concern?
Take a deep breath and move on, because last night's matchup was, to me, the matchup of the play-in, because both of those teams are actually talented enough that if all things broke well, they could come out of the West. Like, the West is very flat compared to the East. The East has three super teams, and everybody else is kind of competing. The West, I mean, some people feel like the Suns are because they're 8-0, but I feel like they've only played 8 games together as a team. So there's no one team out West that really scares me. The Timberwolves are absurdly talented. They're so talented that last night they played without their starting center and small forward because both of them threw punches they shouldn't have thrown, you know, in their last game. and they still were in control of that game for most of it. But I will say, the whole game, even when the Timberwolves were up by 15, in my head I was like, you know, they're going to find a way to lose and the Lakers are going to find a way to win. And ultimately that's how it played out.
Well, Dre, I got to ask you to be the voice of reason on this show, because Carlin and I have a little bit of a wager going on between the Memphis Grizzlies and L.A. Lakers first round matchup. And Carlin seems to think that the Grizzlies are going to win in 5 games, but he's betting that they will take care of their business in 4, 5, or 6 games. I'm betting that it'll be a long series, and I'm betting that my Lakers will be on the winning side of it. So I'm taking the Lakers to win the series or the series to go 7 games. Who should feel better about the bet that they made? Should I feel better about my Lakers winning or the series going 7? Or should Carlin feel better about the Grizzlies wrapping this thing up in less than 7 games?
I like Canty's end of that because of the fact that you got the hedge with that 7-game series.
Hello.
I feel like this might be the most competitive matchup of the first round, because as I pointed out, you know, and I've been writing about it for months, the Lakers, you know, way back in the day, right, when they had Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley, I had never in my life seen professional NBA players get self-checked so often. Like, you know, if you go to the Y and you know a dude can't shoot, you say self-check and you don't even guard them. That's how they were doing that team for the first 50 games. And so as soon as they traded for shooters, even though a lot of the guys they got weren't as big of a name as what Russell Westbrook, like, the Lakers team became so much more balanced at that point. So then to me, it just became about health. I felt like if they were healthy, then, like I said earlier, I felt like they had as good a chance as any team to come out of the West. Now, I will say, of the top 4 seeds, the Grizzlies are a wild card. Like, they could be a problem. Like, they were really strong last season. They're a young team. They had their volatility around Ja Morant, you know, down the stretch. But they're a strong team. I honestly kind of felt like the Lakers, I mean, you don't want to take a chance, but I felt like they might have had a better matchup against the Nuggets than they did against the Grizzlies. So I expect this to be a tough one. But because I think it'll be close, having that seven-game series on the Canty side of the ledger would make me feel a little bit more comfortable than if I was in Carlin's shoes.
Andre Snelling's ESPN senior NBA writer, joining Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Respectfully, you're both suckers. You're both suckers right now with what's going on. And, Andre, here's my problem with it, okay? I have watched the Lakers, even in the second half of the year, even with the defense, even with all of it, really struggle in big situations. Let's call it what it is. They tried to give that game away last night on a couple of occasions. Last week, you had a chance to beat the Clippers to almost seal the sixth seed, and you couldn't do that in a must game when you played everybody back-to-back for the first time. Why do I think, and especially when we see a game like that, that there's enough in the tank for the Lakers at this point with their two big stars?
Well, because there's no more back-to-backs, right? Like that game against the Clippers, the game before, they had gone into overtime and had that big win and, you know, all their guys had played big minutes. And then they came back the next night and just visibly, like, a lot of times in the NBA, over the marathon season, you'll see games and you'll be like, you know what, this team just didn't have it tonight or they were taking this game off. I don't think the Lakers wanted to take that game off. It was a big game. I think that their best players are kind of old and injury prone. So the back-to-backs can be a problem, but those are gone now. And so, you know, they've got a few days off now before they face the Grizzlies, and they'll have at least one or two games off between every game of that series. So, you know, I mean, like I said, you got to give the Grizzlies their respect. They're the number two seed and they've earned it. Like they're a good team, but I think that it's easy to forget that the core of this Lakers team won the championship like less than three years ago. And so to me, the questions were about health and roster construction. The roster makes a lot more sense now. So to me now it's just about, can LeBron and AD stay healthy? And if so, then they can compete with anybody.
Well, if you want a piece of the action, you can have it too, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Hey,
you want a slice of the pie, jump on board.
Know, hit me up.
Talking with ESPN senior NBA writer Andre Snelling on Greeny. Andre, I got to ask you about this because a lot of people are focusing on the nightcap of the play-in games last night. But there was a game on before that with the Hawks being able to take care of their business, beating the Heat from pillar to post last night in their win. They're going to face off against the Boston Celtics in the first round of the postseason. But did last night's game between the Heat and the Hawks say more about the Heat or more about the Hawks?
Ooh, that's a great question. So I think it says a bit about both. It says that the Hawks, you know, once they're a very talented team, and for whatever reason, they weren't vibing with Nate McMillan anymore. And so when Quinn Snyder came in, it seems like he kind of settled the ship. So last night's game was an impressive win for them. And for me, as a pundit that happened to pick the Heat to win that game, my Twitter has been in shambles from Hawks fans jumping on like, you idiot, you idiot, you idiot. But all that said, you know, I went to school in Atlanta, so I got to get a Hawks their props. But the Heat, the last four postseasons, it's like they alternate. Like they came from nowhere to make the finals in the bubble. Then the next year they got, you know, curb stomped by the Bucks. Then last year they were right back in the conference finals. It looks to me like this year they just don't have it. Like they don't have whatever oomph is needed. Kyle Lowry had a great game, but you know, Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo weren't there. So I think that even if they get into the playoffs, they'll be facing those Bucks again. And this is going to be a short playoff run for the Heat, whether they make it in or not.
Andre, what is Trae Young's future in Atlanta?
You know, Trae, so it's interesting, right? Because he was traded on draft night for Luka Doncic. And because Luka has been like an MVP candidate every year since, the impression is that he, you know, like the Hawks maybe didn't get as good of an end of the bargain. But I will say the Hawks are in the postseason every year. You know, Trae Young made the conference finals as the best player on that team. I think that he and Nate McMillan, the rumblings were there that they just weren't on the same page. Nate McMillan's gone now. So I think that he has to make it work with Snyder. Like, this team has to have a strong offseason, and Trae Young has to be a leader on a team that has a chance to make noise, at least of the level of like where like the Cavs and Knicks are this year. That's where the Cavs need to be next year. If not, if things keep being excuses or, you know, behind the scenes conflicts or whatever, then yeah, his welcome could start to get a little worn out in the ATL. But I think he has at least one more shot at it, and last night helped because they're back in the playoffs again. He could put that on his resume, but he's got to show them that he can take the next step.
So, Dre, with Luka and Trae Young being inextricably linked because of that draft day trade, which player has the best chance of sticking around and competing for a chip long-term with their current franchise?
I would say Luka, because unless, like, I'll put it like this. Luka controls his own destiny. Like, there's nothing I don't think that he could do that would make the Mavs say, you know what, we can't take it with this guy. We're going to have to send him out. I think.
Well, what about Luka wanting out, though? What about Luka? Dre, what about Luka wanting out, though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he wants out, that's another story. But we've seen the Mavs in last generation with Dirk Nowitzki, with a standout talent that was an MVP caliber player for a decade before they finally put everything together and won around him. We know Cuban will spend the money. We know the Mavs run like a first-class organization. So I would think that if Luka really takes a chance and thinks about it, he would want to stay there and give them a chance to work it out. But I feel like he has that control. I feel like with Trey, like I said, if things don't get together over the next couple years at least, he could be on his way out whether he wants to be or not.
Andre Snelling, ESPN senior writer with us. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Last one for me, Andre. Pelicans are playing tonight in the late game, in the other play-in game. We heard from Zion this week. What should their approach be here with Zion, with the fact that they just haven't been able to get him on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, their approach in the very short term is just pretend like Zion's not on the team, right? You know, they hope that they have two games this week. Brandon Ingram is a dog. CJ McCollum is a great second option to Ingram. Last season, after they traded for McCollum, they went on a winning streak to end the year and were tough in the postseason. I look for them to be a tough out this year. I think that the Timberwolves are the most talented team left in the West in the play-in, but those Pelicans are dangerous. So they have to pretend like Zion's not there for now. In the long term, I think they're kind of pot committed to him. You know, like they've already given him a bag for the next few years. So he's going to be there, and they're just going to have to figure out a way to get him healthy. You know, I worked with Stefania Bell, and she talked about his mechanics as far as his jumping and how that could be, you know, lending itself to those injuries. He's just got to keep working on it because he can't miss 60, 70 games every year and be any kind of team's franchise player.
Andre Snelling, ESPN senior writer. Appreciate it, Andre. And again, you want a piece of this action, I'm taking all wagers right now. I will act
absolutely
like the house on this.
Hit me up on Slack. You know, I ain't putting the house on it. My wife will beat me up. But I'll put a little incentive. You know, holler at me.
I love it. Andre Snelling's awesome stuff. Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Also, respect for joining us from vacation down in Aruba. The best teams start with great talent. When it comes to hiring, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. On the way, it is the game that America loves. It is called Kenny or Canty. That's right. He will answer the questions. Kenny or Canty, next on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Greeny, the podcast.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny. Coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. The nation loves it, and by the nation, I mean Canty. Let's play a little game of Canny or Canty.
The question is simple. Canny or Canty? But only one man can answer.
So let's ask those questions to Christopher Arthur Canty. Can LeBron James be the best player on the court between both teams against the Grizzlies? Canny or Canty?
He can. Why can't he? I mean, LeBron James would have had a triple-double last night if some of the guys could knock down open shots, but 30 points, 10 boards, and 6 assists for a guy that's in his 20th season, that's 38 years old? Stop yourself. And then being able to hit that dagger, that three-pointer down the stretch to tie the game at 95 in the fourth quarter, really, really impressive. And then, of course, making the game-winning play, finding Dennis Schroeder in the corner for a knockdown three. Like that's vintage LeBron James. Not necessarily taking the last shot, but always making the right play and being on the winning side of it. So, yeah, there's no reason to think that he can't be the best player on the court in any given night in that series against the Memphis Grizzlies.
Can Mark Cuban keep Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving on the Mavericks next year, Kenny or can't he?
Can he keep him on the Mavericks next year? Yeah, because all you have to do is offer Kyrie Irving max money and max years, and he's going to stick around because I don't think there's any team around the NBA that's going to give him 5 years, $272 million.
Oh my
now,
God.
The question is, can they be happy being in Dallas next year? 8-Ball says doubtful. So can he keep him in Dallas? Yes. I don't know if it's going to go beyond 2023-2024, though.
I tell you, it is amazing to be Kyrie Irving, to have the Mavericks over a barrel like that. Can Jordan Love continue the tradition of great quarterback play in Green Bay? Can he or can't he?
He can. I've seen enough, man. In spot duty for Aaron Rodgers, particularly in the second half of that Philadelphia Eagles game last year, he showed me that he has all of the physical tools. It's just a matter of him getting the reps, being able to play. And Matt LaFleur, they're going to have to devise a plan to bring him along slowly, lean on the running game with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, that offensive line, and play really good defense. Utilize all of the draft picks on that side of the ball that you've invested in. They're going to have to win today. But I think Jordan Love can play winning football this upcoming season, and I think that'll be enough to get his career off to the right start in terms of him being a starter in the National Football League.
Can Odell Beckham Jr. be the reason Lamar Jackson stays in Baltimore? Can he or can't he?
He can't. He can't. Lamar is not staying in Baltimore just because they signed Odell. Lamar wants his bag of money. The Ravens got to give it to him. Otherwise, I don't think he's showing up. It's a nice to have, but it's not the crux of why there's friction between Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens. It's about money. And it's clear that the two sides are far apart in terms of what the value of Lamar Jackson is to that franchise. So I think this is long from being over. It's going to get uglier before it gets better for either side. But, yeah, I don't think Odell is going to be the difference in Lamar staying in Baltimore or Lamar leaving. I think it's great for Odell being able to get a $14 million signing bonus and $15 million guaranteed. But that does not guarantee that Lamar is going to be under center for the Ravens in 2023.
And finally, can Gerrit Cole win his first Cy Young Award this year? Can he or can't he?
Well, he's off to a hell of a start, right? I mean, you couldn't script it being any better for Gerrit Cole than what we've seen through the first three starts this season. So I like where he's at. The only thing that I will say is they're going to have to deal with the Tampa Bay Rays. And Garrett Cole is going to have to be able to pitch really, really well in those games. You're talking about 19 games against that team, a team that's mashed 29 home runs and tied for the most home runs through the first 11 games. Oh, by the way, a team that's also only given up 20 runs through the first 11 games. The Tampa Bay Rays are the nemesis for the New York Yankees. I know everybody wants to say it's the Houston Astros. Not this year. It's going to be the Tampa Bay Rays, the best team in all of baseball, but their payroll wouldn't suggest that they should be that good. But the Tampa Bay Rays, man, they're going to be around. So if Garrett Cole is going to win a Cy Young, he's going to have some lights out performances against those guys down in Tampa.
They are 11-0, just two short of the record to start a season. Canty, I got a problem.
What's up?
Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio in for Greeny. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm in a bad slump. I got the gray cloud over my head right now. I'm not going to say black cloud. I'm going to say gray cloud. Canty, remember a few weeks ago when I was driving into work and I got in an accident here in the city, got hit from behind by a rental truck?
Mm-hmm.
So I took the car in to get fixed. I have the rental car. On Saturday, leaving practice down at Rutgers in spring practice to check things out, I get on a highway, I get clipped on the side of the rental car. Another accident. Pulled over, did the whole thing with the cop. Not my fault. Last night, I'm cooking dinner. I decide, let me try to be a good husband. Let me do something. I throw a couple of cutlets up onto the skillet. I'm feeling myself, put it out on Twitter or on Instagram, on the Instagram stories. Look at Chef Big Fella back in the action, right? Pull the skillet out of the oven. 2 minutes later, pick it back up without any kind of glove, completely burn my hand.
That's not good.
I can't get out of my own way right now. I'm coughing. You have heard me for weeks coughing. All the pollen in the Northeast is killing me. I am an absolute wreck. What do you do if you, not from a professional athlete standpoint, have you ever been, well, I've been in personal slumps before, but not like this kind of slump, if you get what I'm saying. So what do I do to get out of this?
Stop hating on the Lakers. Maybe that's the universe giving you bad karma because of how you're talking about my favorite team. The stress and strain that you put your co-host through on a daily basis, you're being paid back in kind by the universe, and that's how it's manifesting itself with you burning your hand or getting into car accidents.
That's a crummy answer. Let's go to the hashtag group. Let's bring in Bubba first of all. Bubba, what am I doing here? Have you ever been in one of these kind of stretches?
Well, I think I can't speak to the cooking part, but I think as far as the drivers, I got to talk to my guys that are following you. They're clearly getting way too close. I don't know what the issue with these guys are. You know, you spot them that one time in New Jersey with the Peregrine license plate. Now my guys are crashing into you. So I got to talk to them and tell them they got to cool it because they're clearly not doing a good job.
And for those who don't know, it was a few weeks ago. I was on my way home from doing the show, and I'm driving in New Jersey, and the car right in front of me has the license plate that says Peregrine, which, of course, is Bubba's last name, and it's a Tesla, and I'm wondering, is Bubba following me or having people follow me at this
point? One of my guys. I tail Carlin on a daily basis to see what he's doing. And, clearly some of the guys are better than others, but, you know, cause I've been doing it for years now. You didn't know until now. The Tesla guy, he's out, and now these two guys who crash into you, they're out. So
Also Teslas that hit you, Carlin?
No, they weren't. It was basically a minivan that hit me the other
day. Well, I had to change vehicles after that mess.
But, smart move.
Make sure you can't recognize it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I'm in the market for some new surveillers. But I would say, you know, I think the answer is from our previous guest. I think you got to go to Aruba.
Okay. Well, I don't have the money right now to go to Aruba. What about you, Cam? You ever been in one of these? I mean, you're a kid. You're basically 20, and I'm asking you advice right now as to how to get
desperate
out of one of these things. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it seems like you're bumping into things all over the place. You're burning chicken. I think you just got to, like, lock yourself in your room for a couple of days.
Here's what I don't like, Cam. Cam, here's what I don't like. What is this woe is me attitude from Carlin?
Like, I don't understand that. I don't get that. I don't like it.
I know he just hated on LeBron for doing that.
Stop this nonsense. Oh, you're Chris freaking Carlin. There's a rain cloud that's following me around. Oh, nobody's got it worse than me. Stop yourself. Get over yourself. Okay.
I'm just looking
for
advice.
You're nobody's victim, Carlin. You're just a terrible driver. In addition to being, I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to try to be a good teammate, but a part of that is being brutally honest. Part of that is being brutal. You're just a bad driver, and you're probably a bad cook, too.
The people that love will be honest with you. That's true. So Canty obviously loves me, and I feel good about that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Greeny, the podcast.
I think there's a lot of honor in trash talking if you back it up. I think it's amazing. Especially if you back it up. I love it, Canty. I can't get enough of it when guys go back and forth and then when it's really good. Like that, the time when we saw Terrell Owens and Deion Sanders talking and they kind of smacked at each other and all that, you know, when Deion was playing for the Falcons.
Yeah.
But they knew it was all in, you know, the spirit of the game and all that, right?
Sure.
So I love it when I see it. Who comes to mind when you were a player specifically? Of a guy that trash-talked you across the line of scrimmage or wherever. Were there guys who did that to you? It doesn't seem to me that there's a ton of offensive linemen who would be trash-talkers.
No, offensive linemen don't really do that. Although Willie Rove did this strange thing where he used to bark at the line of scrimmage. Like, that was kind of weird. Larry Allen didn't trash-talk per se, but anytime that they were running the football behind Larry Allen, he'd come up to the line of scrimmage and put his arm in the air and do a little choo-choo noise. And it meant the ball was coming behind him, and there was nothing that you can do about it. So if you want to call that trash talk, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I remember my first rep in one-on-one pass rush in training camp practice when I was with the Cowboys was against L.A., and I tried a spin move. He caught me mid-spin and slammed me on my back.
Oh.
And I remember looking up, and he was seawalking when he did it. So not a trash-talking per se, but clearly taunting me a little bit, letting me know that he was that much better than me.
Well, the message got across, in other words.
Yeah.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio on Sirius XM.
But those are two Hall of Fame offensive linemen.
Right.
So I don't feel bad about that.
They back it up, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, Canty, we also know there are guys that that just shouldn't be talking trash. That just they have no business doing it. One of them is probably Dylan Brooks.
Mm.
Here's Dylan Brooks of the Grizzlies, who is more than happy to face LeBron the next series.
I don't really dislike nobody. You know, I just bring a competitive edge. But I wouldn't mind playing LeBron in a seven-game series. The legacy's there. First time back in the playoffs, knock them out right away in the first round. But it'll test us good. They got good pieces, good players, and that'll be a good first-round matchup for us.
I don't know if you need to say I wouldn't mind seeing LeBron in the first round.
Yeah, like I want LeBron in the first round. That's cap, man. Here's the thing. Players want the easiest path to a championship possible. Don't believe all of this hype that you hear in the media or fan bases saying, oh, yeah, give us this team. We'll take on anybody. That might be how they feel. I can promise you that's not how players feel. Players want the easiest path to a championship possible. Trust me. And back in 2011 when we went on our title run, we were praying to God that we didn't have to go down to the Superdome to play the New Orleans Saints because they boat raced us in the regular season that year. And the San Francisco 49ers beat them the week before in the divisional round, so we didn't have to worry about going there for the NFC Championship game. Thank God, because that was the game that we knew we would probably lose out of the teams in the playoff field. So I can be clear, I'm going to reiterate this. Players want the easiest path to a championship possible. So Dylan Brooks talking out of the side of his neck saying that he wants LeBron when they were seconds away from playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, he can miss me with all of that.
Well, Kenty, it inspired a green list, so let's get to it.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
The green list.
All right, five players who talk trash that just really shouldn't be.
Number five.
Here's Dylan Brooks. He's done a lot of it of late. I mean, not just that, and because that was kind of mild for Dylan Brooks.
Sure.
But everything that's gone on the floor over the last few weeks and what we've seen in the first couple of years of his career, what exactly has Dylan Brooks accomplished in the league so far?
Yeah, Dylan Brooks needs to chill out. I mean, you could go back the last couple of months. Remember the brouhaha when they were playing the Lakers and Dylan Brooks gets into it with Shannon Sharpe? Like, I mean, like it's just kind of one of those things. But Dylan Brooks lost every right to trash talk in my eyes when he showed up to arena with a tight leather vest on, no shirt underneath, and some jorts. For those of you that don't know what jorts are, they're jean shorts. Mm. Looked absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, who was checking for Dylan Brooks rocking that walking into the arena? Not me. Just sorry, Dylan Brooks. There's just some things that you shouldn't do. Trash talking. That's probably one of them, but also wearing jorts with a tight leather vest, no shirt underneath, that's another one.
I don't know. Respect.
Number four.
Kenty, Philip Rivers. Now, Philip Rivers is a great quarterback. Don't get
Future Hall of Famer.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But he talked more than anybody, and as far as getting close to winning a Super Bowl, never a sniff. Never a sniff. But he would absolutely light anybody up in terms of trash talk, and he never swore when he did it. His go-to was apparently dadgummit.
Dadgummit,
yeah. I mean,
I'm very familiar, big fella. This goes back to my years at Virginia in college because I played against Philip Rivers. He was at NC State,
yeah.
Same conference. So, yeah, I mean, we go way back in terms of the trash talking. So you're absolutely right, one of the best trash talkers in the National Football League. As a quarterback, didn't have a problem dishing it out to defensive linemen, so that was kind of interesting. But, you know, Philip Rivers, he had a good career. He's going to be putting on a gold jacket. Now, you say he never came close to sniffing a championship. He did have the 2007 season, so, I mean, you got to give him credit for that, right? They went to the AFC Championship game.
Not close enough for me.
That's not close to a championship?
You mean
one
trip to an AFC Championship game?
Oh,
I mean,
boy, you're a tough critic. You're a tough critic.
I think tough but fair.
Number three.
Eli Apple. I mean, listen, I could make 3A Eli Apple's mom, but it could be Eli Apple. And the reason is, I mean, nobody talked more with not really backing it up. And here's where it's really interesting. Eli Apple said, I will talk my biggest trash, and whether or not I back it up doesn't matter. How do you talk trash and then get smoked for a touchdown? How exactly does that work?
Listen, if that's what he needs in order to be at his best, good for him. The only problem is his best ain't good enough in the biggest moments against the best receivers. And that's the problem with Eli Apple. And that's why Eli Apple bounces around so much around the National Football League.
Number two.
Fred X. Freddie Mitchell. I loved Freddie Mitchell for this. But, Canty, I mean, Freddie was one of those guys that was supposed to be a superstar receiver and never became that. And Cam, the Eagles fan, reminds us of this. He was a starter just because T.O. went down that year, and he knew the numbers but not the names of New England's corners ahead of Super Bowl 39, went to Rodney Harrison, said, I got something for you. He had one catch for 11 yards in the game.
Not great.
And T.O. still played in the game and had nine catches in the game. Over 100 yards.
Yes.
Yeah.
T.O. was a great trash talker, but he backed it up. He backed it up in every single way.
Number one.
Canty, there can only be one number one. Pat Beverly. Hmm. It's got to be Pat Bev, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
That's a good one.
How about this one? Cam also reminds us of this. After Steph Curry and the Warriors dominated the league for five straight years, Pat Bev says, all right, the last 5 years were yours. Now the next five are mine. Meanwhile, he can't even stay on a team. They can't stand to have him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just waiting for Pat Bev to join our team because he seems like he's better or he gets more wins being on ESPN than he does on a basketball court. That's neither here nor there. But, you know, you love the characters like Pat Bev. You love those guys. Now, I like your list. Didn't think that Phillip Rivers belongs on your list because he's actually a guy that's going to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
But there are some guys that are trash talking that aren't going to the Hall of Fame. Not necessarily sure they should be trash talking.
Okay.
Cortland Finnegan from the Tennessee Titans, the cornerback. Cortland Finnegan. Remember he got into that big fight with Andre Johnson?
Yeah.
I guess he got the brakes beat off him by Andre Johnson. But Cortland Finnegan was always cruising for a bruise and always talked a lot of trash, always made a lot of dirty plays. He's certainly up there on the list of guys that should have never trash-talked.
Whenever I heard Cortland Finnegan, I just always assume it was a bar in Boston. Honestly.
Well, Cortland Finnegan is one of those guys. Look up the YouTube highlights. Another guy, former teammate of mine, Pac-Man Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Pac-Man Jones, big-time trash talker. Trash talkers. So Pac-Man Jones is definitely on that list. And then I hate to do it, ESPN on ESPN Crime, but our very own Bart Scott. Mr. Can't Wait. Can't wait to what? Get bounced from the playoffs? Can't wait to come up empty? I mean, him and his head coach Rex Ryan, right? Like Rex Ryan talked a lot of trash.
Yeah, Rex
never
did.
Really won anything as a head coach. I'm sorry. Referring to the Giants as little brother in New York?
Oh, wow.
Stop yourself, Rex. Stop yourself.
Yeah, you know what? Yourself. Bad job by me leaving Rex off that. Rex takes Phillip Rivers' spot.
And you know what? I want to thank Rex Ryan and Bart Scott for starting the 2011 championship run because that was the beginning of the New York Football Giants winning six straight games and holding up the Lombardi Trophy. That game on Christmas Eve in MetLife Stadium, which actually happened to be a Jets home game, believe it or not. That was the game that kicked off our title run. So shout out to Rex Ryan and Bart Scott for putting a Super Bowl ring on my finger.
Love it. All right, Canty, Pat Bev's Bulls taking on the Raptors tonight. That game, of course, on ESPN. Who you got in the Bulls-Raptors game tonight?
I'm going to go with the Raptors.
I am as well. Then you got Pelicans-Thunder later on. That's on ESPN and ESPN Radio. I'm going Pelicans in that game. Who you got?
Ooh, I actually like OKC to pull off the upset, man. I think OKC has the best player in that matchup, SGA.
Yes, that's very true. I just think the Pelicans are a better overall team, but the best player on the court is absolutely SGA. I can't disagree with that at all. It is amazing to think that we are just days away from the playoffs, and it is amazing to think that Canty and others think the Lakers have a shot. That's right. I got the last word.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.